Time is exactly 10 minutes after 8 o'clock and play to Vigro Deep with Africa Rise, taken from far away from home. And right about now, it is time for our interview, and we've got wellness and exercise bootcamp guys right here, all the way from Embalenhle. And sino skipper, ngazo skipper ke so far, and ngoba abanye ke khani bangena manje angabathola amagama abo. Sanibonani? Ngingasondela, ngicela nisondele, ngicela nisondele. Yeah, you guys are too far. So anzwakali kahle, and yeah, and sondele nje ma mic in. So yeah, you'll use this mic then uskipho uzosebenzisa le. Ngiphethe uskipper ngapha on my right and from my left going this side. Usanboy. Yeah, Sanboy, ngicela ukukhulumele phezulu, ungasabi, ungasabi uthi yami. Sure, Sanboy, and then Sesi.
Aleta.
Okay, Sanbonani, good morning, goeiemôre Locha, Sanbonani, welcome to the Sunrise Breakfast Show with me, Mr. Skomplas. Mina ngingu Mr. Skomplas, and yeah, last time you were here, right? And yeah, so into eniyenzayo lena, kuyasho ukuthi no, you guys are dedicated kulama bootcamp. So ngifuna ukwazi ke mina ukuthi kulama bootcamp enwenzayo, since you had one few months ago, what is different about this new one?
Okay. Sanbonani once again.
Sure, put.
What is different with this one?
Yeah.
Is that sizoqala ku outdoor.
Okay.
Ngaphandle.
Yeah.
We're using different equipments.
Okay.
And then in collaboration with that, we are mixing all forms of exercising, different types of exercising. As we know, to exercise, we've got different forms of exercising.
So, yeah.
Tina, we are coming up with a new thing. Yokuthi senze strategy.
Mm-hmm.
La pelokshin ba ya zignale kote ba ti AK-47.
Yeah.
Shanganisa gong.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're coming up with
kote le ba ti AK-47.
Yeah, we're using AK-47.
Yeah. So meleke ngiza.
Yeah, ile.
Before mbele chimi.
Yeah, ile.
Ngazo moshi energy.
Ile loaded. Yeah, the last number.
Yeah, ayikengana. Gukok ngeyako.
So naati, we're coming with something like that.
Yeah.
Something like AK-47.
Nice.
Mixing everything.
In yeah. Okay.
So kala outdoor. From those singing we indoors, so when the step, so when the punching, so when the abs, so when the functional,
yeah,
cardio,
yeah,
all these forms of exercising, we'll be mixing them in our new one. In the other thing is that we're also opening a platform for Uguti, anyone that is interested to come and train. Maybe Nyenzega, we are Saba, or you isn't as negative,
yeah,
yeah, we are there with signifies the reality of what exercising is all about.
All right. So I was supposed to start off with this. You guys are having a boot camp on the 22nd, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
A Sasol Club Embalenhle. So rejection. So rejection if you are con.
Yeah.
Why are you guys calling it rejection?
It just happened. It just happened. You would know.
Very interesting.
Oh,
Nina Zangin Jelly would say busy ganjal. Wow.
But Savelenje Sasalesi Sayegela Njongovinjal.
Yeah.
But we are happy because people understand Uguti rejection, Uguti entrance fee.
Okay. All right. Now that is dope. So I would like to know, guys, what is the aim or what are the plans ngelendaba yama bootcamp? Like, obviously, Uguti abantu ba exercise nanan. But what is the whole vision about indaba yama bootcamp?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Sanbonani.
Sure, skip.
Skip alone. So, engakusho mina wena Ramong is next.
Sure.
E-aim, it's not about ukujima kuphela.
Yeah.
I'm sure we understand ukuthi kunalesikhathi esifikelayo. And mina sami isifiso ukuthi singakufikeli sekubheda mfowethu. Singakufikeli sekubheda.
Understand ukuthi njoba sekungibhedele nami so.
Bengisaya lapho. Bengisaya lapho. But ke mangikhuluma ngokubheda, ngikhuluma ngokugula jo. Ya understand uya kadokotela, akutshela udokotela ukuthi saliyojima and ngaleso sikhathi awusanawo namandla, yabona sekuyabheda. So it's not about ukujima kuphela. Like specifically nje kule kule yethu i-gym ne sesiza abantu abaningi ne in terms of ama medical bosa so no people come bazojima ba exercise and then only to find out ukuthi mase babuyela back seba right and nje beze lana vele bese kubheda
understand
bese kubheda so ngale yondlela nje abantu bayakhona ukusizakala, you understand, yeah, in terms of health, not fitness.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, now that is dope. That is dope. So anyinto engifuna ukuyazi ke about indaba ye bootcamp ukuthi, do you guys have an age limit ukuthi mhlambe you guys help abantu from this age to this age, or wonke umuntu uvumelekile ukuthi angaba part of the bootcamp?
No, no, no. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. As it, you, see, we've got abantu about over 50 that is gyman up.
Nice.
Over 60.
Nice.
Over 60, yeah.
Nice.
And it's gyman up, right? And they are pushing.
Yeah.
They are pushing. Active, yeah. Me? Like, magna something back home. Every day, but they know very well what Mabasha is. When it's knock off time, they know what it is.
Right. Another question probably someone might ask themselves. So kuthi sharp boot camp ikusasa iyenzeka i22 siyabhadala 50 rand. What happens then if I want to continue? Because boot camp ika one, right? Then after logo kuthi king uqhubeka because ngingijimi la ngeli one, then bese ngidonsela imuva. Yeah.
Sanibona. Kamala mu aleta.
Yes, aleta.
Kule book camp esiyenza afro kusasa.
Yeah.
Siyayenza for kusasa for ukwelcome wonke umuntu ofuna ukuza azosibona, and it's very very nice. Kuba mnandi guys.
Yeah.
Bese after bafuna ukuchubeka, ungakhona ukuchubeka, uyakhona ukuza kimi futhi ngo aleta sikhulumisane ukuthi in terms mawufuna ukuchubeka sichubeka kanjani. Sinama registration for ukungena, then sinama monthly fee. Kula ma monthly fee include yonke into phakathi kwayo, wellness, cardio, everything nje siyenzayo because we wellness and fitness.
Yeah.
So uyakhona ukuchubeka ujoin again. But mawufuna ukujoin uza kimi futhi ngo aleta njengoba ngila studio.
Okay.
Kusasa guys kuzobe kumnandi. Mina ngi examples.
Yeah.
So wellness and fitness. Nice. Kakhulu ngiyambonga coach.
Yeah.
Examples.
So you are one of the people abasizwa amachita.
Yeah, yeah. Kakhulu. Hey.
Very, very interesting. I'm ngicishe ngathi mina indaba bonganga. Nice. That is very, very interesting. So I would like to ask you a question. Since I was born, you were skinny. Right, what made you want to pick up weight and just be fit from you being umuntu ozacile?
Yeah, ngasho ukuthi bengazithembi kahle, benganayo nale themba lokuthi ngake ngibe fit ngalendlela
ukuthi
I'm proud, yongumuhle muhle guys.
Because you know what, one of the problems is about to have this mentality to exercise ukwehla.
Hey.
You understand. And on a manje you're raising something very interesting ukuthi bondile, which is being skinny.
Yo.
And you felt ukuthi no, I need to pick up some weight and be fit. Wow.
Yeah, nakhona ku fit yakhona bengacabanga ukuthi ngibonga coach because ngafika kuye I was skinny. Ngitshela ukuthi ngizojima for fitness and exercise just ukuthi ngibe fit.
Oh yeah, net ukuthi ungabe umuntu ovila phaya.
So ngabe umuntu ovila phaya. Mangifika kuye ngikhuluma naye.
Ngiyabona so ne amnyana manje.
Futhi mangagcoka ivest ayi anye.
Ziyakhala.
Kakhulu.
Ziyakhala.
La ungafisa ukuthi hayi ungaba yini.
Eneke usese lapho futhi ngongezi. Yabona i gym nje iyafana nale sonto balibiza iZCC. That's it's true. That's true. Wayiyekela qalela phansi
kulela kulento ama hearsays basho njalo.
So it's like i gym maintenance baba nanoma abe sozibona ukuthi so right as I've said before ne akumelanga ukuthi uhambe layo achieve igoal lakho then maso achieve like
so relax.
No, it doesn't work like that, you understand. Ayisebenzi kanjalo. Into nje kumele uhlale uyenza uyi maintain like yenzeke time and record time
no sun boilana into bekonde yona ukhombisa isithombe. Wow, angiwamphikela seka usigaqagaqa phela manje. Hey serious. Wow yeah. You see what gym or exercising can do for you because
indaba ila ukuthi abantu they think ukuthi umzimba you can judge by the way you are thinking.
Yeah, ubona umuntu awu scroll
down. They forget ukuthi umzimba is just like a car. Ngiyathanda ukwenza example ngemoto. You cannot imagine ukuthi imoto ungayisusa ngo gear number 3. in nature yemoto isuka ngogear number 1.
So yes.
People they always judge themselves by how they look. They don't go deep and try to understand lezinto. So njengaye usis aleta si senza ama wellness assessment.
Yeah.
Sino machine la khona where we check everyone ukuthi state of being sakhe sibuphi. That's nice. Where si diagnose khona a person bese siyasho ukuthi ama solution kumele improve lana.
Yeah.
People don't know ukuthi ukuba too skinny it's a problem. Ufola under abantu aba
madelela thini iduli.
Yeah, they think ukuba nomzimbo omncane kakhulu ukuba skinny you are healthy
ushapha unankingi.
Still there are problems. Uthola ukuthi muscle lakho linqane, uthola ukuthi namafutha because umzimba ngithi une certain percentage efunekayo emzimbeni.
Exactly.
So still nawe ifunga nayo. That's why uzobona umuntu oskinny kakhulu uma aphathwa bo flu. Ustratlisha kakhulu because umzimba wakhe is not
socho umzimba wakho right.
No, beside the masocho umzimba ngithi amafutha aacta like i bulletproof emzimbeni. So if amafutha angekho enough anything iyazingenela nje ngendlela ethanda ngayo emzimbeni.
Yabo.
That's why umuntu onomzimba omncane mawungamshaya la i impact mina mangashaya wena ku forearm yakho
ngisho
umuntu oskin.
Yeah.
Wena impeni lizwakalele kudini lisheshe liphele because you are covered by this fat. Yena akanayo at all. Makashayeka vele
ya straight time.
So we've got people abacabanga ukuthi bona ukujima it's all about ukuluza.
Ukuluza weight, exactly.
And ukujima, like this thing here, wellness, ngifuna nje ukuyichaza nje ukuthi broad kangakanani.
Yeah.
Ukujima, indaba ye wellness and health, ukujima, ukexercise, it's another part ye wellness. Mm-hmm. Bese kuba nalento ekuthiwa in nutrition,
yes.
Which is your 80% ukuwe.
Yes.
Asikacithi.
Yes.
Bese kuba nalento ekuthiwa it's your social life.
Ilento abayishoyo ngisho ukuthi umzimba wakho ilento oyidlayo.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. But noma ungadla kahle ukhumbule ukuthi there's part kulento. There's 4 parts akhona. Sibiza ngokuthi exercise, sibiza ngokuthi nutrition, sibiza ngokuthi i-social. I-social ihlanganisa ukuthi wena spiritually indawo ohlala kuyo. Are you happy? Uhlala nabantu abanjani? You understand? Also ihlanganisa your career financially.
Yes.
Because the finance as well, yes, also forms part of e-wellness. Some people they are sick.
True.
Not because of their unhealthy in terms of exercising and nutrition. Badla kahle ba gym, but that part of social life bahlala nabantu mhlamba banomona.
Yes.
Affects them spiritually.
Yes.
So logo kuyayibambelela iprogress in terms of i-wellness yabo.
Yes. Don't
the financial akasebenzi akungeni
imali. It affects them emotionally.
Yes. Akakhona ukulala ebusuku. So indaba ye-wellness, it's not about ukujima kuphela.
Yes.
It's not about ukudla kuphela, but ukujima nokudla, it's another form ekwenza ukuthi ubone la ma-realities walawa amanye because you are in a space where noma ngabe une-stress, uma ufika ejimini, we're gonna push you to the next level in such a way that stress ya puma, you forget about everything that has happened at the end of the day.
Lento bengitshela uskipa la ukuthi one of the things ezenza ukuthi ngfall off the wagon because I used to exercise. In fact, ubese nginomzimbo right jan. But yeah, COVID affected me number 1. Number 2, ngase ngiba nenkinga nje personally.
Yeah.
So my mental strength,
yes,
emotionally,
yeah,
spiritually,
yes,
yobusho,
yeah,
bese ngekho grand. And then it made me ukuthi because one of the things bese ngiyithanda ngokexercise ugijima endleleni and ugijima endleleni you come across imoto mina ilanga ngithola sengiphakathi nendlela ngalo ukuthi umcondo wami awukho aligned, you understand, bese ngiyalimala ngase ngathi yazini ake ngime kancane.
That's why sisho ukuthi thina uyabona these different forms of exercising, they are very important because you can't do one thing all the time,
yes,
and
yes,
expect to see change.
Yes.
Remember, umu exercise, let's say we are doing ama craft lawa wa ma aerobics. I'm just making an example.
Yes.
Lama craft lawa ma aerobics, you have to see the coach ukuthi yenzani and you have to consume it and you have to follow it. You
yes.
see ukuthi lapho you are no longer only training your body but you also training your spirituality in terms of adapting and perceiving things,
yeah,
in terms of doing things. So we are one with exercising in a any part about what I understand with your mental state, like
exactly.
For example, unafike chimini une stress, ngenze example, omunye umuntu mhlawumbe skipa khulume into ebhedayo, Exactly. You end up laughing. You understand? Exactly. Exercise, you are better. There's something as always
who
move away from that
yes,
state of mind. So it's very important. People can come and tina, we are available to help. We are not we are not being posed so which is or criticize a city. Why you still
yeah.
You understand? So we are very we are very passionate in terms of seeing umuntu achieve a body goal. That's the aim. It's for you to improve.
Exactly. So for anyone that is interested for the wellness and exercise boot camp, can I say this number on air?
Yeah.
It fine? So the for more information for this event that is happening tomorrow, which is the boot camp, it is called Wellness and Exercise Boot Camp happening Esaso Club Embalent, Lape 8. Let no bambi cave, no agibo to score. So yeah, Lula Lab, Esaso Club. So the number is 072-929-4340. So I'm not sure. Yagu Sanpoi, Yagu Aleta, Yagu Sanpoi. Right, you'll get to Sanpoi and he will help you regarding more information. And the rejection, it is 50 rands. So it's 50 rands to be part of the boot camp happening tomorrow. Konalapa Esaso Club. Bafethu, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nibambe nje lomkhakha ukuthi niba niqhubekise wellness and exercise ukuthi abantu babe healthy. Because, yeah, no, get better. Hey, get better. In terms of health, yabantu, and like you'll say, it's not about exercising only, as well as nutrition, things that we consume. Get better, kakhulu.
And I think if you can look, yabona njenge COVID, for example. COVID, if umuntu aphila kahle, abonile. That's where you see ukuthi kungumusa ukuphila, because there's people abashonile. Hayi ukuthi babulawe per se. I-COVID per se. Omunye umuntu spiritual. There's nothing ayenzayo emzimbeni wakhe. Uthola ukuthi fear yokuthi my project
exactly.
COVID.
True.
Ubulawe i-fear. But give kube lo muntu bekanakekela umzimba wakhe. Beka in a space nabantu abatrainayo and stuff nanani. Okay. Okunye bengicela ukuthanda ukukusho ukuthi siyabonga ku-Radio Langa. Unkulunkulu Radio Langa kayibusise ayiphakamisele phezulu. Lezinto lezi sihlale sizibona la kuma social media. We are so fortunate na Themba lento ukuthi sibe ne platform njengalene. And then okwesibili sithanda ukudlulisa futhi ukuthi sisebenza nomfethu lana wa Thick Queens uNicholas.
Okay.
Naye is also
Idala ngayigcina indoda sasekhona.
Ukhona ukhona naye is also party. Sifuna nje ukusho ukuthi siyabonga nakuye kakhulu ngey 5 November. Kona like Graceland une event yakhe yama Thick Queens.
Okay.
Sithanda nje nokuthi nathi encourage ukuthi abantu let them come and support. Let's support each other, the locals. Let's support each other.
Yeah, nathi sine Thick Lady la studio.
Yeah, I ain't getting Thick Lady. Mangabe mhlambi yasaba, I attend nje izothola that inspiration. Izobona ukuthi for the next coming Thick Queens is possible ukuthi
nayenza.
Let's support the event ka Nicholas yama Thick Queens inge 5 November khona like Graceland.
Yeah. No, siyabonga kakhulu. Skipper Aletta Osani Boy. The guys are doing a wellness and exercise boot camp happening tomorrow. Is Kati as answers bam? Kala mo ba is Kati? Mo 8 exam. 8 up until 12 o'clock. Kuna lapa Esaso Club Embalent. We are heading to our news headlines. It is 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. And Mr. Sauce will be doing his last sports bulletin for the morning. And he'll be back in the afternoon with the heat wave. Kuna lagu Radio Lang. It is the Sunrise Breakfast Show. And of course, with me, Mr. Skomplas.
Yeah, I want you to turn it up. Just feel the sunrise.
Near 8:30 headlines, Mpumalanga Education MEC to observe grade 12 signing of the pledge ceremony and a man to